Oh, I love it. Love that music. Fired up. Woo!
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. All the geek, and apparently somebody's excited.
I'm ready, man.
I won't name names, but I will point. It's the man who should feel a little ashamed of himself. It is the vicar.
Eating pie from a salad bowl in the dark.
Well, you do love pie.
I love pie. My God, I do.
As for me, I am just a little smitten with myself. I am Billy Flynn. I got a 13th level halfling fighter thief. And he'll kick your ass.
Nice.
This date, 1692, Bridget Bishop, the first Salem witch, was hanged. She was the first of at least 150.
Holy
thanks
cow.
To stupid over-religious people.
What are those Massachusetts thinking?
I couldn't tell you.
You ever been
Sam?
To Salem?
Sam?
You ever been up to Salem?
No, I don't want to go. I am a witch. I don't want them to kill me.
I want to go up there, I think, at Halloween time.
Ooh.
We went to Concord last year. That was loads of fun. But we go in October because that's when my anniversary is.
Huh.
And Salem in October especially goes nuts, man. The whole month of October they do this macabre festivals all week.
We're trying to make up for it.
Yeah, I think that'd be wicked cool, man. I want to go do that.
Wicked cool. I see what you did there.
Gina Gershon has a birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Gina
Aww.
Gershon makes me happy in pants,
she man.
She's
incredibly
born
gorgeous.
In 1962. Happy birthday, Gina. Call me.
This date, 1915, the Girl Scouts were incorporated. Before that, they were just an LLC.
Right.
1924, the Republican Convention in Cleveland became the first political convention broadcast on radio. Ratings would have been a lot better if they'd had more American Idol songs.
Well, possibly so, yes.
1943, the ballpoint pen was invented by Laszlo Biro of Budapest, Hungary. The British Royal Air Force needed a pen that wrote under low atmospheric pressure at high altitude. So, duh.
There you go. Right, I could have done that.
1952, the first drive-thru opened. In 1963, a bill requiring equal pay for equal work, regardless of sex, was signed by President Kennedy. And I think it's nice. He thought everyone should be paid the same, even if they didn't have sex with him.
Absolutely. Thank God for that.
2003, the Mars Spirit rover was launched as well.
So all right, go. Very good, very good. I'm glad that I get paid, even though I don't have sex.
Yeah,
that helps me a lot.
Well, because if you it was pay for
if
play,
if it was pay for play, holy crap, dude.
Lena Sobieski is 26. You know she's the younger Helen Hunt.
Yes.
Elizabeth Hurley is 44.
Ooh, Liz
Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh.
I think 44. That's a good birthday spanking number right there.
Oh my gosh,
Elizabeth.
Took all night to do that.
Jean Triplehorn's 46. She was Beth in Basic Instinct, Helen in Waterworld, and Tom Cruise's Beard in The Firm. And
I like her. Wait a minute. Wasn't she in Northern Exposure, or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking
else?
Of someone else.
Okay.
But she's hot, too.
Elliot
Spitzer is 50, and for a former New York governor who saw call girls a lot, I just find his name funny. That's
oh.
all. That's all.
You went there.
I did. I've
you
got,
did.
I've got nothing
I noticed
else
you did
there.
That. Yeah. All right. Fine.
I'm a bad
What's
bad
on
man.
TV tonight, Billy Flynn?
Well. Let's. Oh, down, ABC down. Has an all-new Wipeout.
Down.
If you like watching people fall down and have things, you know, smacked in their face,
yeah.
This is the show for you.
Okay.
The
Enjoy
new
it.
Animated The Good is on, Surviving Suburbia, and The Unusual is all new on ABC. Well, because, you know, most of them are canceled anyway, so.
A&E, you get a brand new episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Come on,
Brock. Surrounded by some reruns.
What's up, Brock?
Right. Biography Channel tonight. It's all about the funny.
Yeah.
Biography Channel, Whoopi Goldberg, followed by a two-hour Eddie Murphy special.
Wow. So the funny Eddie Murphy and the not funny Eddie Murphy get covered.
I suppose so. You got 2 hours. You get plenty of time. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, NBC, I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. We'll see whether or not. If they really were tortured on this show, I want to see the torture.
I would watch that. Right then, I would bother to watch.
Fox on So You Think You Can Dance, the top 20 perform, which means it's got to be getting close to being done.
Which is
that's right at the end of the tunnel
for Billy Flynn. Country Music Television CMT is showing an episode of Extreme Home Makeover, the title of which is The White Family. Well, it is Country Music Television,
Touché.
Right? This is programming up against Biography with Whoopi and Eddie Murphy, which is subtitled Black People Are Funny.
Oh, wow. That's some good
Apparently,
irony there.
Yeah, all right. Comedy Comedy Channel tonight, new Reno 911.
Oh, nice. That's how we do it in Reno, baby.
Huh?
Animal Planet, your worst animal nightmares, shark bait.
Ah.
Yes, if I was shark bait, I wouldn't be entirely happy.
No.
Bravo Show and Top Chef Masters. This is where all the winners and stuff see who is the ultimate top chef. Bitches, bring it.
What? Is there fighting? Is there breakdance fighting?
There might be spatula fighting.
Ooh, that'd be good, too.
Disney Channel showing Aladdin, which is always cool. Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam. They're going to see if curving bullets actually works.
Well, how about on Monster Quest? Curse of the Monkey Man.
Oh, my God.
Is he cursed, or is it? I don't know. I don't understand the title of this show. I'm having issues with that. I don't
Well,
get it.
A Monkey Man has a curse, and
yeah?
he's bringing it to you. Family Channel, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, Chronicles of Narnia. That's going to be on. FX showing The Rundown not once, but twice. Oh, Turner Classic Movies. Hey, Dex, Barry, guys, Preston Sturges classic Sullivan's Travels is on tonight.
Now, have they gotten to that one yet? I know they were working on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they already, dude, they just wrapped up their look at the Coen brothers.
Huh?
You got to listen more.
I know. I'm actually way behind on my podcast listening.
Let's see. TLC's got the world's strongest toddler, Baby Smash.
Nice.
But if I'm watching anything tonight, sir, it's going to be on that there, a Lifetime Television.
Women.
Because moving from Florida to New York, a young girl tries to fit in with a group of wealthy friends. Elizabeth McLaughlin and Ellen Marlowe are in The Click.
Ooh.
So that's with a Q, because you know it's pretentious.
So it's not the same as the Adam Sandler movie.
Unfortunately,
right.
No.
All right.
No blasted lettuce today.
So there you go. That was a quick mail segment.
Wow.
Moving right along.
What the hell's up with the mail these days,
Wednesday,
man?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah?
So people were tired from last night.
Oh.
Because the game went late, I think.
All right, well, anyway.
NBA Finals.
If you want to write to us, we'd sure as diddly do appreciate it.
Yes, indeed, Flanders. Yes, and diddly do.
You can write to us at podcast Billy Flynn. Vicar, the Bruce, Flinstress.
There you go.
At geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, join those fine forums if you want to get some comments on there. That's great. We have a fantabulous forum over there at geekradiodaily.com. You can join in the social geek working therein.
It'll be fun.
Wednesday, of course, means we got to take a look inside the long box. And, of course, taking a peek at your geekified news this Wednesday, June 10th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Cliff.
And we're Christians. And we've been made into a stereotype of people who just don't enjoy science fiction.
Well, they're just silly.
That's right, Clifford. Because here at The Jesus Geeks, we do mix theology, our love for Jesus, and also our love for everything geeky into a fun podcast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is, Clifford. And this amazing podcast can be found at www.thejesusgeeks.com. So remember, everyone, for the latest on entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view, tune into The Jesus Geeks.
We're the Christian missionaries to the geek culture.
Or we could be the geek missionaries to the Christian culture.
Ooh.
So remember, everyone, if you're a geek-loving Christian out there, check out The Jesus Geeks podcast at www.thejesusgeeks.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Scotty Ian from Battlestar Galactica. And Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. You know, speaking of being behind on podcasts,
yeah?
I was just finally listening to the Jesus Geeks talk about Star Trek.
Oh, wow.
And Clifford had only ever seen Star Trek Nemesis before watching the new movie.
How's that even happen?
Apparently, he lives under a rock.
Well, yeah,
he's been very, very sheltered, and the nanny state apparently has population Clifford.
Holy crap. That's all right, there works. You go then. Fine.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
So, dude, I'm up to date, man. I finished reading League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah?
Except Black Dossier, I couldn't do it, man.
See, I haven't read Black Dossier.
I couldn't do it. I died about 20 pages in. It's like,
really?
F it, man. I can't do this. Yeah, it's not linear. I mean, it's not a... You'll see when you look at it. So,
it's all over the place.
Anyway, League is done. That's fine. And that's what I've been reading this week, just to let you know.
Well, now some things you can read would be... Boom Studios Toy Story Mysterious Stranger number 1 of 4.
Ooh.
Who's coming to touch the toys now?
I don't know. There's a toucher and he's on the loose. That's all I know. Also from Boom Studios, Zombie Tales trade paperback volume 4 of 4. I'm enjoying me. It's called This Bites, which is pretty cool. I'm enjoying me some Zombie Tales.
I see what
I actually think
doing.
I like that a little better than Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Walking Dead's the ongoing storyline, whereas Zombie Tales are just funny, macabre short stories. So,
okay.
Yeah.
DC Comics Batman number 687. It's the epilogue for Batman Battle for the Cowl. So now we'll know who gets it.
Okay.
Fables number 85, part 7 of the Great Fables crossover, because it's simply the best thing since Sandman. And Flash Rebirth number 3 of 5 out today.
Also from DC Comics, I've been looking into this potentially for my kids. Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam issue 5. You've seen the art for this. This is real kiddie style art,
and it
is an all ages book. So my girls right now, I'm ashamed to say, I'm happy they're reading comics.
Right.
But I'm ashamed to say their favorite is Archie. Right now, which I just don't dig, man.
But, dude, they've got to catch up because Archie's going to be getting married soon.
Yeah, I reckon so. Oh, he's marrying a girl, isn't he? Tell me he's marrying a girl.
Yeah, we get 5 years into the future see if he picks.
Are there boobs back there?
No, but damn, she's hot.
All right, anyway. You got the Magic of Shazam.
Dynamite Entertainment, Army of Darkness, number 21, because that's always fun. Hey, look, Alex Ross' cover of Buck Rogers, number 1, finally premieres. I read issue 0, so we'll see.
He's also doing the cover for Sherlock Holmes 2 of 5,
Ooh.
So he's everywhere. I think the Holmes looks good, tying in, I guess, with the movie coming up.
But he's not doing a cover for Complete Dracula, number 1?
Evidently not.
I don't see why not.
That Buck Rogers does look good. I didn't read Zero.
Zero's weird because he's already in the 25th century and then ends up going further into the future. Weird. Dun, dun, dun.
I like the art. Anyway, the art looks
Super
cool.
Super Zombies
I like the
number 4 or 5. They've got capes. Ah, they're coming at you. Terminator Revolution 5 of 5 wraps up. Dude, IDW Publishing, Doctor Who Autotopia. It's a one-shot. But get this. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan number 1.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be good. I remember that con from the original series. Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do with that.
I thought about that already. I'm like, I don't think I need that.
Exactly.
I never read the movie adaptations when
especially
they come out.
Especially 26 years later.
Right. G.I. Joe, Best of Destro, which is pretty cool. Some old Larry Hama stuff there. And G.I. Joe Origins 4, in case you're prepping for the movie. That's good stuff, too.
Image Comics, Strange Adventures of H.P. Lovecraft 2 of 4, because you always have to keep your eye on Lovecraft.
Of course.
Over at Marvel, Beta Ray Bill, God Hunter, number 1 of 3.
I got that, too.
Cool, dude.
Dude, right. Walt Simonson stuff, man. Pride and Prejudice 3 of 5 is out. The only reason I mentioned that, because I looked at it. I actually started reading it, and I couldn't do it. Because the language is just, it's not a lot of fun reading it in prose. It's really not a lot of fun. You got comic pictures and then giant dialogue balloons with Jane Austen dialogue. I can't handle it. I did pick up a copy of the novel, though, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fun, man.
Outstanding. So, I'm glad you enjoyed it, sir. The last thing I got on my list, Street Fighter Legends Chun-Li 3 of 4, because this might have the extended shower scene. I have no idea.
All right, there you go. And she's actually Asian.
Exactly.
In the book,
not vaguely Asian features.
Quick look at Vickers Toy Box.
Oh, okay.
Vickers Toy Box. Three new busts that I wanted to mention because I love these. I collect them. The Godfather Limited Edition bust number 1, Vito Corleone.
I've got a bust you can't refuse.
Now, it's number 1, which means there's more coming. I can't imagine any other interesting ones. Nobody wants Frito, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
It's a good bust, though. It's very cool.
I like the Consigliere bust.
Christopher Reeve as Superman statue.
That is freaking
awesome.
That's
a full-size statue. That is awesome. And Marvel X-Men Classic Wolverine fine art bust. That's in the orange and, the brown costume. I haven't gotten a Wolverine one yet. That one looks cool, so I may grab hold of that.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, sir. The Harry Potter IMAX is delayed by 2 weeks.
Oh.
Not Harry Potter's delayed by 2 weeks, just the IMAX version.
Which is a bummer for you.
The one that has 12 minutes of it in 3D.
Yeah.
Turns out Transformers, instead of being a 2-week engagement, is going to be a 4-week engagement. And why? Because Michael Bay actually used an IMAX camera while filming.
Oh, wow.
So now I don't think I want to see either one of them in IMAX.
Oh, okay.
Way to piss me off, IMAX.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
my wife just got her new Harry Potter and the whatever the name of the damn thing is t-shirt.
Deathly Hallows?
Actually, I think I put them up on whatever the new movie is that's coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Half-Blood Prince.
I put a picture up on Facebook because my wife looks really good in those little fitted t-shirts. From IGN, Liam Neeson is in talks to play Colonel Hannibal Smith in the upcoming movie version of 18.
You almost have lectured, didn't you?
I did. Meanwhile, The Hollywood Reporter informs us that after Hangover made $45 million in its opening weekend, Bradley Cooper is in talks to play The Face Man.
Okay.
News is the first official casting announcement to emerge from 20th Century Fox.
It could have been like Shia LaBeouf and John Hedder.
Dear God, it could have, yes. So.
Confirming the rumor that's been floating around, Entertainment Weekly says that, yes, Comedy Central's reviving Futurama, not just for 13 episodes, but for 26.
Hey, there you go.
So, just like Family Guy, the DVD sales have always been strong, and it's time to bring the show back because it was canceled before its time.
That's what happens. From ComingSoon.net, a lot of talk about Ghostbusters 3, and according to Harold Ramis, developing the threequel along with his year one writers Gene Stupnitsky and Lee Eisenberg. Ramis says, I wrote the story for the new movie with them and Dan, and I've been consulting. We've been waiting to see the first draft. That's where we are. He's optimistic about Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson returning as well. Although, quote, everyone says they'll do it. They've all said they'll do it. No one has signed anything yet.
No!
We haven't signed anything either, but there's the spirit of willingness in the air, end quote. Ramis isn't so sure Ivan Reitman will want to direct it, even though he's obviously too early to tell. He did confirm there'll be a younger cast donning the backpacks and outfits with the original cast acting as mentors. So this stuff's all been rumor already. For a while,
right.
Nothing new, but this is confirmation from Ramis. So.
And we know we got the game coming out next week, so that can only help it.
Word.
So I believe, sir, you wanted some kind of robots to weed your gardens.
I do, yes.
Well, it turns out neurobotics, a science that sits at the convergence of robotics, artificial intelligence, computer science, neuroscience, cognitive psychology, physiology, mathematics, and several different engineering disciplines, are actually making robots with brains. Oh. Robots with their own brains and thought patterns and stuff that can handle, you know, complex tasks. They can think, they can work around. If it's raining outside and you shouldn't be gardening in the rain, it would know, oh, I shouldn't do this. I should wait till later. Adaptive thinking robots. There's no way that could go wrong.
As we like to say on the show, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, I mean, think about it. They could weed your garden. They could maybe, you know, put the kids to bed and kill all of you and go hunt Sarah Connor.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Good time by all. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, since that's apparently what most of the world uses. There's other podcatchers. I like Juice. That one's fun. That one's outstanding. Put your damn iPod down. Put it down. GRD license of the creative. Put it down. GRD license of the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Hey, send some mail so he doesn't whine. Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, Flynn Strassel at geekradiodaily.com.
Wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
Nerds! Nerds! Nerds!